You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Elon Musk owns Starlink will get global mobile personal communication by satellite license by the government next month. Once this happens, the company will be the third entity after Bharti's OneWeb and Jio Satellite to become eligible for spectrum allocation, after which they can start providing satellite broadband services. Official sources said that SpaceX, which operates Starlink, has complied with all the regulatory process, like providing necessary information with regard to the location of satellites, data transfer and storage, plan for providing broadband services in India, among other things. With the completion of these processes, a formal clearance is required from Department of Space, DOT, and Home Ministry, which is expected next month. Meanwhile, Reliance Brands Limited, in collaboration with designer Rahul Mishra, has introduced a new global luxury label, AFEW Rahul Mishra. The inaugural easy-to-wear collection was presented at the Palais de Tokyo in Paris among global retailers, fashion press, and celebrities. Reliance, in a statement, said, quote, AFEW Rahul Mishra is an acronym representing air, fire, earth, water, and was jointly envisioned with Michael Nash, a London-based design powerhouse. The label embodies Rahul Mishra's vision of effortless, easy-to-wear luxury tailored to the modern woman's wardrobe. The label's logo was established through a year-long interactive design process with Anthony and Stephanie Nash, unquote. With the brand's Paris launch, a dedicated sales showroom will exclusively serve global retailers from September 28th to October 3rd, 2023. Moving on, the total mobile user additions in July at 2.7 million were the highest in last 13 months in the country, according to data by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. The growth in subscriber base was contributed by telecom operators Jio and Airtel. An overall net increase in subscriber base suggests a rise in mobile penetration in the country, and the telecom companies can prepare for next leg of tariff hike, according to analysts. The total mobile subscriber base was at 1.146 billion as of July end. Among the telcos, Reliance Jio subscriber additions were also the highest in last 1 year, while Airtel subscriber additions were highest in last 6 months. Over to market, the Securities Appellate Tribunal this week reserved its order in an appeal filed by Z promoter Puneet Goenka against an order by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, barring him from holding directorships in Z Group companies as well as the merged entity with Sony. SAT also said that written submissions, if any, were to be done within a week. The Appellate Tribunal had been hearing the matter for over 5 sessions from August 30th after Goenka filed an appeal against the SEBI order on August 25th. During the course of the hearing, SAT had orally observed that it was not satisfied with the amount of time taken by the capital market regulator for investigation. With the mandis in Nasik district of Maharashtra remaining closed for a week, the government is aiming to scale up sales of onion from its buffer stock by National Cooperative Consumers Federation and Farmers Cooperative NAFED via National Digital Platform Electronic National Agriculture Market. In the last couple of weeks, NCCF has sold 9,637 ton of onion on eNAM platform from its stock from Lasalgaon, Nasik to buyers in several states, Punjab, Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, using the online trading platform. On Tuesday, the Federation sold a record 1,300 ton of onions on the platform. NCCF and NAFED currently have around 0.3 million ton of onion buffer stock, which is being sold in the market to cool down the prices. Next up, economy. India's current account deficit narrowed to 1.1% of gross domestic product in April-June quarter of the current fiscal year, from 2.1% in the year-ago quarter, but widened sequentially from 0.2% registered in the fourth quarter of last fiscal, according to the data released by the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday. The sequential widening of the CAD to $9.2 billion in Q1 FY24 from $1.3 billion in Q4 FY23 was mainly due to a higher goods trade deficit, $56.6 billion versus $52.6 billion, and moderation in both the net inflows of services and remittances. The CAD stood at close to $18 billion in Q1 FY23. The capital account saw a higher surplus in Q1 FY24 as against $22 billion in the year-ago quarter. Lastly, the auto sector. Honda introduced the Activa Limited Edition this week, priced at ₹80,734 ex-showroom Delhi. Bookings are now open and it will be available at all Honda Red Wing dealerships across the country for a limited period. Carrying forward its design identity, the Activa Limited Edition gets an enhanced dark color theme and black chrome elements along with stripes on the body panels. The Activa 3D emblem gets a black chrome garnish, while the rear grab rail also gets a body color dark finish. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.